Wesley Snipes of Louisville High School. Please have a seat.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Snipes. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student, or a person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view to those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open session.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking an interpretation of the league's constitution and bylaws, seeking a hardship petition under the special conditions eligibility provision or of the league's bylaws, or seeking relief from a sanction or fine imposed by the league for a violation committed.
We are seeking a hardship petition.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Seeing none, if there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Yes, I'm Tammy Snipes, the principal at Louisville High School. On behalf of Louisville High School today, our head football coach, Mr. Will Mitchell, will do our presentation.
Do I need to be up there? Can I speak?
You can stand right there, it's fine.
Perfect. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you for the committee for taking the time to hear our case and to take Scout's situation under consideration. When you see what's written, you'll see the name Quentin, but he goes by his middle name, which is Scout. So unfortunately, that's all I've known him as, and I'll tend to call him by that. I'm going to share a few facts with you now, share our 3 points that why we're asking for a hardship extension. Scout Wallace and his family moved into the Louisville area. Legal residence move as a ninth grader, or at the end of his ninth grade year. He participated in football with us as a sophomore, was a student in good standing, high academics, and no discipline problems. In the spring of 2018, or really in Christmas of 2017-2018 school year, Scout's mother, Stacy Gaines, her job changed. She delivers babies, went to a new facility where she works 12-hour shifts in Matthews, North Carolina. That was going to provide a transportation issue for Scout. The family decided at the time Scout's stepfather was employed as a job coach for the York County School District and had an office on the York County High School campus. And a decision was made that in the interest of transportation and stuff like that, Scout wouldn't ever drive yet, and so that they would try to transfer him up there. And at the same time, Scout's stepfather, Jamal Gaines, was also employed as an assistant coach on the football team. So that move took place. Scout was granted eligibility and played at York County High School during the 2018 season. At the conclusion of the 2018 season, York High School had a coaching change, and the new head coach did not retain Scout's stepfather. In addition, his job situation changed. He is still employed by the school district as a job coach, but he no longer has an office on the actual school campus, and he now has started his own business. He's not in coaching anymore. Gaines Installations, where he employs 2 other people, and goes to that immediately whenever his responsibilities as a job coach traveling around York County are done. The reason I point that out is because transportation to York High School and back is an issue now. Quentin now has a driver's license, and he transferred back to Louisville High School in January of this year. Quentin currently has 3 siblings who are enrolled in Louisville area middle and elementary schools. And right now, the distance from his house to our school is just over 4 miles. Trip takes him about 6 to 7 minutes. Distance from his home to York High is round trip 50 miles. And it's on Highway 5, one of the busier roads in York County. We're asking the committee to hear our appeal and grant Scout an extension for eligibility for a senior year at Lewisville High School based on 3 points. The first concern is safety. His mother is not comfortable at all with the young man driving 50 miles a day round trip by himself. Obviously, we're about to explain the stepfather's situation. He's no longer able to do the transportation back and forth. She's not comfortable. Some of those driving home will be late at night, you know, after practices, after scrimmages, things like that. The second factor after safety we would like the committee to consider is family situation. Scout has 3 school-age siblings and 6 children overall. He's 1 of 6. So there's 6 children overall in the household. He's the one that's closest, to be quite honest. Right now, this year, he's going to provide transportation for the youngest of the children, and he's the one who's closest should an emergency occur or something like that with Mom and Matthews and stepfather up in the top of York County. And the third point we put on there, obviously, is a financial consideration. And while that may not be as big a thing, you're talking about having to provide a vehicle and 190 days of 50 miles round trip worth of fuel in a household that has 6 school-age kids living in the house, or 6 kids living in the house. We feel these 3 points, especially the safety point, you know, it's understood. This family's already made a decision. He's going to Lewisville High School, and he'll graduate with the kids he was in school with before. We're asking for an extension of his football eligibility. It's the only sport he participates in. The director was kind enough to extend eligibility in sports he had not participated in previously, and also in sub-varsity, but Scout's going into his senior year, so this would be his shot or his season. We understand it's an unusual situation. We also understand life happens, kind of, and we feel that Scout's a victim of circumstances from a family that, quite frankly, is doing the best they can with a house full of kids. And that kind of makes our point. The 3 things with safety and him providing transportation for the family are the 2 biggest, in my opinion. And so now, if you have any questions.
Ms. Snipes, do y'all feel you've had the opportunity to present your case?
I believe that we have, yes, sir.
Thank you very much. So the appeal then is to grant eligibility for Scout to play football.
Yes, sir.
For this fall.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This time I'll open the floor to the committee for questions of our presenters.
In the initial transfer from Lewisville to York,
yes,
it was due to transportation issues.
At the time, Scout was not a licensed driver.
Did the school, did the district not provide transportation to Lewisville High School from their home, home address? Was there not adequate transportation being provided by the school district to Lewisville High School?
Last year, yes, there was transportation to Lewisville High School. But as far as football and stuff, after that, it was not. He would be staying for football practice and sport practice. After that was over with, they didn't, you know, one parent working in Charlotte, one parent over in York, they didn't feel, and dad was involved coaching football up there, stepdad, and did not feel as he'd be able to get here in time to pick him up.
There are other students in the community. I would imagine he grew up with many kids that were on the team that played. No one else was playing that would. There could have been a situation where they would have.
I'm sorry.
I guess the question I'm asking, I don't see that as necessarily anything that's different from many
from situation a lot.
Yeah, in rural areas,
I guess
ride the bus and have to get home after football practice and things of that nature as well.
If I can speak, I guess what the issue is the move they made last year. We have no knowledge of it or anything like that. And it wasn't, you know, it was a family decision, and it was what was best for that family at that time. And what's best, and I don't know, I was not involved in the proceedings at all last year. And so I didn't have, I don't know about the whole move from Lewisville to York. I just know now that what is apparently has become best for the family is to be back in the house, the same house they've resided in. And, you know, we just want to see if we can make it, you know, this is where he started, where he's gone. I can't explain, Mr. Davis, why they made that move.
I understand.
That's why. If there's something I'm leaving out.
Well, that was his. He had just started. He originally was at Rockville High School, and we had moved, so he didn't really know anybody at that school at the time.
Just as a point of clarification, so am I understanding that a hardship was granted to allow students to go to another school to play football
to go to your transportation.
And yes. Now you're asking for the same hardship grant to go back to the school that you hardshipped out of because of transportation issues.
I understand extreme.
Within, okay.
No, yeah, you're correct. And I understand that's the father's job changed. The stepfather's job changed. And that was, I can't argue because I wasn't on both sides of the thing. And I don't argue, that's not my point. I just know the facts. Maybe if we'd been consulted, it's a family decision. We didn't have to, and I really just can't speak to what happened last year. And I understand this back-to-back hardships for a young man. And I wasn't in the hearing last year. I don't know how it was presented. I know why these rules are in place. It's because people try to get away with things. There's no question all the time. We've talked about that. But I also think the reason we have an appeals committee in a hardship situation is for extenuating or strange, unusual circumstances. I completely acknowledge that us asking for, the young man and his family asking for hardships back-to-back years is an extreme and unusual situation. But we also feel like, the dad's job situation changing, family situation, mom's job changing, those are things beyond their control. And like I said, sometimes things happen. Scout's an asset to our campus. If he didn't play sports, we'd be glad to have him. He's well-liked and a good student, and he's got great things ahead of him in life. And certainly we'd love to have him on football. But he's going to be at Lewisville High School regardless because that's what his family's, things change. I mean, that's the situation.
Thank you.
Skipper, did you have a question?
Yes, you said the mother resides in North Carolina?
No, she resides in Richburg.
Okay.
She works out of Matthews, North Carolina. Commutes out there every day.
Last year, when the hardship was granted, were the elementary and middle school students also attending school in York?
My baby's just starting kindergarten, so no.
What about
the middle child did?
Go to York?
No, he went to Louisville Middle School.
And who took care of him?
He rode the bus.
Yeah, but who watched him like when he was
my
home?
My grandmother.
And that's this is your grandmother. Your grandmother?
My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah.
And that's a good question. We talked about this. It's going to come up. Mother watched the littler kids. Mother is now watching grandmother, who is came home in May.
She fell.
It's a strange situation, folks. As I said, life happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the presenters? Hearing no other questions at this time, I would entertain a motion.
Second.
This time I'd open the floor for discussion.
Yep. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I just would like to clarify because we, as a body, I know certainly want every kid to have the opportunity to play athletics. I think for me, what's hard is to say that this is something that is extraordinary to the circumstances that any other student athlete might fall under. That's why I made the motion that I did.
Sure. I must feel just a little bit, and it's Coach, difficult.
Coach,
for us.
Oh, this is our discussion here. Any other discussion from committee?
Just point of clarity. He does, though, have eligibility at York High School to play football. Am I correct in that? Okay.
But he is already trained. And another point of clarity is he transferred back in January.
Yes.
So he's been at Lewisville for the spring semester this last year.
Yes.
And is currently enrolled at Lewisville.
So he played at York.
In the fall
last year. Season ended, he transferred back.
That was when the coaching changed and dad decided to go a different direction.
Sir.
transfer date was that eligibility that transfers over to Lewisville. Is that how that?
So
correct me here.
What is also included is in my letter I did offer up doing participating in any sport that he didn't play last year at the other school. So he has the eligibility in those sports. He was absent of this sport.
Just clarifying as well, job change, from my understanding, was not, even though it was a job change, stepfather is still employed by the school district.
He is employed by the school district.
And at that point in time, we were talking about transportation issue because it was stated he did not have a driver's license, and now we do have obtained a driver's license. That issue is still no longer in play.
Other discussion? Hearing no other discussion, we have a motion on the floor to uphold the league's position to deny eligibility from the transfer. We have a second. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand.